So let's move on to another topic and talk about friends, circles, cliques, and the company that we keep, the influences. Where are we at? What do we think on that? Let's start with you guys and talk about what kinds of cliques you guys encounter on the daily at school or out with the young people or in the, you know, in the clubs you guys go to, the all ages to. Talk about that. What are young people like when, you know?
It just depends on like maturity level and like what you want to do with your life. There's certain people who live in the moment and just hang out with like the bad kids who like are doing drugs and like drinking and getting wasted and caught by the cops. And there's people who are like, I can't do that because I'm trying to go somewhere in life and like have a plan almost. But like that's like also like teenagers. Like if you're a little kid, you want to be like the people who are cool and everyone says the cool kids. But then as you grow up, you gotta like pick your friends wisely.
I'm gonna have to say I have a small circle of friends. I think that narrows down to five or less, because the fact of the matter is that like, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm a nice guy. I find everybody is my acquaintance. I don't say you're my friend. I don't say, you know, you're my acquaintance. I'm friends with everybody, bad, good, you know, like I don't, I'm not gonna exclude somebody because, you know, like they could help you later on in life, maybe or maybe not, or maybe you could help them, you know. But yeah, like I'm not saying I'm here to save people, you know, but you know, I'm actually here, like I'm a nice person. I'm a social person. When I go to clubs, I like to associate with people that are having a good time and not people who stand on the wall and waiting for something to happen. I'm looking for like such as my boy, you know, his name's Lemon Juice. You know, when me and him are at the club, we have dance battles, and it's all about dancing all night. There's nothing more, no drinking, no smoking. You know, we may talk to one or two girls, but it's all about the dancing by the end of the night. So, you know, like, there's something else to portray, to look for in the night than other than bad stuff and girls.
So let me throw this question out there. As a young person, how do you measure friendship? What is a real friend to you at your age?
A real friend, I'd have to say it's Bob right here. You know, it's somebody who's been there, who's always there, and like through the bad times and the good times, you know, and knows you of who you are, and you know, respects you, and you know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff, you know. It's like, That's my left hand man, you know, like right hand man. He's both of my hands, you know. It's my boy. Like, you know, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, you know.
I think from a mother's perspective, like one of the things that it is that I wanted for my child was, where her friends were concerned, I wanted her to people that she could either aspire to, or that wouldn't lead her off her track, like minded, right? So. For the first 2 years of high school, for her, she was all over the place because she didn't know what she wanted to do. She wasn't, you know, everybody's coming in for the first time, right? The cliques haven't been formed yet. Who's hanging out with who hasn't been formed yet. What you actually find is that first year, that grade 9 year, actually separates friends, right? People go in as best friends, and by grade 11, grade 12, they don't even talk anymore, definitely. Right? Because you mature differently and what you value changes, right? Not just because you live next door to me makes you my best friend anymore, right? Now I carry myself a certain way, speak a certain way, I dress a certain way, so now people who move like me will gravitate to me, and people who don't,
you see, for me, it was very weird in the sense where, you know, I grew up in Rexdale, and to me, that's where I formed all my genuine friendships. Whether we're close now or not, it's still a high buy. But when I moved out of Rexdale into the suburbs, not so much. Once I moved to the suburbs, I've never had a friend or a best friend that I went to school with. I never cliqued up with any of the girls at my school. There are always friends outside of the city. Right? I've always found myself to have two separate cliques, right? I think I was more or less trying to define what friends really were because I had a lot growing up. So I had the older crowd. I had a lot of older friends, always older friends. And, you know, I didn't even have to, all I had to do was bark. I didn't have to fight. I had older friends that did that, right? And then I had my other friends that were relatively the same age, but then as I had my child, I realized that, not the path I want to take. Everybody, after everyone had their child, they were very comfortable with where they were and still on that destructive path. I had her and I went back to school. I was doing the do, and then, you know, I've reached out to friends that were back in Rexdale. I have to have a, for me to have a friendship.
Foundation.
It is foundation. And even so, as we grow older, we do connect. Like, new relationships come. But there's a higher standard and a more criteria, a more strict criteria in order to pass that. Like, for me, majority people would say a lot of my friends did not even like me when they met me. I'll be straight, right? But they didn't know me. So anybody who can actually see past this, this frontal, and look past that and get to know me, those are the people that I gave a chance. Not necessarily that we ended up being friends. Some of them got passed through the door and I was still like, hell no, right? By the age of 19, I defined who my friends were. By the age 19, I didn't have no girl dramas. At age 19, I had my last girl drama. And that, I made a vow to myself that any girl that is within my intimate crown and crosses me or speaks outside of their ass, to anybody outside of our group, I have standards. If we're friends, if you have a problem with me, you're going to speak it to me or within our clique. It's not to reach outside, right? And when I was 19, I had that was my girl, and she's older than me, and we had children, and it so happened that because I lived at home and went to school, I had more opportunity than her. And she spoke negatively towards me to my hairdresser. And it was something as simple as that was the end of our friendship. And I'm talking a friendship of 10, 12 years, okay? And that's how important friendship, because I have to trust you. If I can't trust you, then you can't run with me, period.
The reality of it is that friends, if you're asking to define what is a true friend, it's respect. Like, I can love you, I can like have, you know, hanging around with you, I can like dancing with you, I can like, you know, we may like the same things, but if that mutual respect isn't there and it's not consistent straight across the board, right? And the willingness to be understanding, because we're not always gonna see eye to eye, right? Then if you don't have those things, nothing else really matters at the end of the day, right? Because you could say something that I don't like, I could say something that you don't like, we can have a difference of opinion, but if we're willing to work it out together, that means that we respect the relationship enough, right, to work things out. If you don't have that, it doesn't matter whether you're 10, right, or you're 210, right, you don't have friends.
And I think the young people don't have a really solid grasp on that.
But that's not something they're not supposed to.
They learn that.
That's something you learn with time, right? That's something that embeds within your value system.
We don't have this friend. Look at us now. Like, we're older. We don't have the same friends or the amount of friends that we had when we were younger.
No, not at all.
Experience.
And it's funny though, and I'm not sure whether you'll agree with the statement or not, but I have to agree with you. The majority of my friendships that I had, though they've changed, right, did start foundation. They really started early, right? I don't see that with these kids in school right now. Like, again, back to my daughter, right? As soon as she hit grade 9, her whole
change,
the amount of changes she went through and the amount of friends that she let go of, like, whether she wanted to or not, it happened regardless. One minute this girl is okay with this guy, but now they're talking this, and then they'll be having a conversation, and 2 seconds later, the same person that they're talking to is talking behind their back, you know, and coming back and telling the other, like, it's a whole bunch of drama, right? And
I think we had more, I'm not going to say cliques because I don't really like that word, but I think we had more relationships when we were younger than these kids nowadays have. Like, you two are lucky, you know, in terms of that, because it's foundation, but I don't see a lot of that going.
It's loyalty, right?
It's really loyalty.
It boils down to
loyalty.
And a lot of our kids don't have that. It's the here and the now. And if I'm mad at you, I cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
And
move on.
Okay. And that's the 10-minute mark for that. So we're going to throw out another topic. Anybody have a topic in mind that they want to talk about?
I'm bad at this.
Let's talk about the music industry.
Sure.
What makes good music? What makes bad music? What's in your CD player right now?